This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of the great radio stations across America. And special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world, and our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, and I'm not going to forget about the snowplow drivers and the Sanders, who have been doing just a miraculous job up there in the Northern Plains, keeping the roads open, because what a mess they've had to deal with. We want to thank all of them. Now, to all the people that are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different offers that are over there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful night in the neighborhood.
It certainly is.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we're not going to let you forget that. Well, Kyle, the breaking news right now is coming from New Zealand, the land down under, right down there, partners to Australia, and apparently multiple gunmen, possibly as many as four heavily armed gunmen, went into a mosque in New Zealand and opened fire, killing many people. They wounded, it looks like, 25 or 30, and it was at three or four different positions where they were actually firing from. And when the police got on the scene, I understand that they found IEDs in the mosque. So you take it from there.
Well, that's right, Captain. Unfortunately, we're hearing more information at this hour with the shootings that have gone on in New Zealand. It looks as if at least 30 people have lost their lives. As far as we know at this point, yes, there were multiple shootings in multiple locations having to do with various mosques in and around the Christchurch area. Also, there was a shooting that was reported outside of Christchurch Hospital, and yes, they did find improvised explosive devices. The gunman who actually live streamed his attack, evidently on Facebook, at the Al Noor Masjid, Al Noor Mosque, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He also had basically gallons of gasoline in his car as well, and evidently also wanted to set fire to the mosque. But right, four people are in custody that we know of at this time. We understand that the main gunman, the one at the Al-Noor Mosque, evidently was shot. We don't believe that he's been killed, but of course police are investigating at this hour.
And we will let everybody know as the night progresses, the more information we get about that, we'll let them know. But the other big story is right here in our backyard tonight, and it's the fact that the Senate voted against the president on his state of emergency on the border. The final tally was 59 to 41. 12 Republican senators, and I'm going to name them here, went over to the other side to vote against the president. Senator Lamar Alexander, Tennessee. Senator Roy Blunt, Missouri. Senator Susan Collins, Maine. Senator Mike Lee, Utah. Senator Jerry Moran, Kansas. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Alaska. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky. Senator Rob Portman, Ohio. Senator Mitt Romney, Utah. Senator Marco Rubio, Florida. Senator Pat Tommy, Pennsylvania. Or Toomey, rather. And Senator Roger Wicker, Mississippi. All voted against the president.
That's true. And, of course, some had telegraphed their vote ahead of time. Rand Paul, of course, was very adamant on this issue. Mitt Romney, also Marco Rubio is an interesting addition there. But it's interesting, Captain, I think sometimes, obviously, in politics, it's not always everybody always moving in the same exact direction. Sometimes politicians or bodies, in this case the Senate, sometimes senators do what they think is in perhaps their own best interest politically. But President Trump has vowed to veto this. It will be unlikely that the veto will be overridden, but I think we're seeing some real hardball politics play out on this.
Well, here's the deal. People have to understand what a national emergency really means, because few Americans actually realize that they currently live under some 30 states of national emergency that are still active, and the oldest one goes all the way back to President Jimmy Carter during the Iranian hostage crisis 40 years ago. And actual emergencies come and go, but emergency declarations live on.
That's true. That's very true. And President Obama declared several national emergencies in order to help foreign countries in many ways. But this, of course, is a huge political hot potato because it has to do with immigration, which is again something that the Democrats and the far left have seized upon and have created this notion that if you're not for illegal immigration, then somehow, you're an evil person or something like that. And so that's what I think a lot of these senators are dealing with. Mitt Romney in particular, one wonders exactly what might be going through his head because of the back and forth, shall we say, that he's had with President Trump.
Right. And as we approach the break here, I want to remind everybody that, we did have a whale of a snowstorm, up in the northern plains, and I've got a lot of pictures that are coming in. You can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers page that I've got there on Facebook, and Trucker Mark is up there in all that, and he's been taking pictures of what he had to go through. And I'll tell you want to talk about an adventure? He went through an adventure. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of The Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, sir, who's on the telephone line waiting to come on. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends over at DR Mold Solutions. Now, DR Mold Solutions has got quite a job going on right now. You know all that mold they found in the government housing units? Well, they're one of the two companies in the state of Florida that's authorized and certified to do it. And they got a lot of work to do, but that won't stop them from working for you, too, because soon the hot, sticky, humid weather will be back in full force, and that is when we have the perfect breeding ground for mold and other problems. So DR Mold can help you get control of your home or office environment before it does irreversible damage to your health and property. Now, don't put your family or coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA or FDA-approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. So contact DR Mold Solutions today, 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment. That's 727-692-9622. And ask them about their Back to Summer special. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you to save you a little money there. 727-692-9622. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It sure is.
I keep singing, thinking to myself when I play that. It's the, what was that, Mr. Rogers, right?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, by the way, World War II veteran, I might add. All right, well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this national emergency thing here because I wanted to finish my thought. The primary effect of a national emergency is to shift power from Congress to the president. as if the president now wants to build his wall. Now, along with executive orders and domestic policy wars, we had something called the War on Poverty, Crime, Drugs, and Terror. Presidents like Lyndon Johnson have been moving power from one end of Pennsylvania Avenue to the other. And Lyndon Johnson, of course, had the War on Poverty. And the political aspect to a national emergency is it can be a two-edged sword, because when presidents seek to do things unilaterally, the actions are usually quickly canceled and replaced by the next president, because you might remember, Kyle, how quickly it was for President Trump to undo President Obama's executive orders, which is pretty much the way he ran his end of the government, was by executive order.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. And but in this case, of course, the president sees this as a major issue, and I'm sure that anybody living along the border, and even those who aren't living along the border, but see the effects of, for example, MS-13 and other nefarious elements, that they understand that there's an emergency going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, of course, you know, when you take a look at all the different stuff that's transpiring tonight in the scheme of things, and you take a look at the news, it's not just about things we told you about. In the Middle East tonight, it's literally raining bombs, rockets, and missiles, because Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah and the Gaza Strip are going at it hot and heavy right now.
Well, they sure are, Captain, and this is something we haven't seen since about 2014. So several years have passed since the last time. Well, actually, 2 years ago, the sirens went off in Israel, but it turned out to be a false alarm. But this time, the rockets were real. Fortunately, they seem to have landed in open areas, and no damage or injuries that we know of at this point have been reported. And the Iron Dome missile defense system also was activated. But certainly, this is a major development, because, again, things have been quiet, at least in this regard, for some time. And Israel, of course, is responding.
Right. And we want to say hello to some of our truckers that are chiming in tonight, letting us know that they're okay. First of all, Trucker Mark is in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where he shut down for the night. And it's been quite an adventure coming across I-80. He's been in that snowstorm for several hundred miles. And he was giving us pictures of what was going on, trucks and cars all over the road, literally. And he had to zigzag to get around them, and this, that, and the other. Some road blockage in some areas. I had to wait till the snow plows came in and opened up the road and got the trucks out of the way and the cars out of the way. And Catwoman and Road Dog are chiming in. They're in, they're in Marion, Illinois tonight. They're headed to Lafayette, and then they're going to go home for the weekend. They say good weather here, just a lot of high wind. Okay, I got that. And Eric, our trucker, is... where is he at here? He's up in Indiana, so he may be running into some rain, but we'll see how that all works out. So there you go. Want to get those guys and girls mentioned. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, when you talk about Israel, you got to talk about the fact that the president recognized Israel's rights over Golan Heights, the Golan area, because he said it's Israeli-controlled. And that was the first time that a president had dropped all mention to the West Bank occupation by saying it was Israel's territory.
Well, right. Well, a lot of what President Trump has done in terms of the United States' relationship with Israel has been unprecedented to a great degree, and certainly wanting to move the embassy to Jerusalem, that was a major move. Exactly. Even Republican and/or Democrat presidents always seem to have to walk a fine line. But President Trump has been very, very powerful with his support for Israel. And that seems to be one of the reasons, of course, that we continue to see so much opposition in the Middle East about this. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Now, the other thing we need to talk about is this Lisa Page thing. Because Lisa Page has come out. We're hearing some more things about her. She explained the insurance policy that was referenced to in testimony that was given. And she admits that there was quite a bit of evidence at the beginning of the Trump-Russia probe pointing towards who? Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
And they didn't do anything.
Well, right. Evidently, there was some kind of understanding that this was going to go nowhere.
They did not go after Hillary, and it came by way of the Department of Justice to the FBI, which would have meant, let's see, that would have been Loretta Lynch and, I think at the time, James Comey.
Well, right. I mean, at some point, you know, it's like, how much more do we need to find out about this before there needs to be some pretty substantial investigations by the Justice Department and some pretty substantial charges being brought against some of these high up Justice Department and now maybe former Justice Department officials, FBI officials, for doing exactly the kind of thing that President Trump has been somehow accused of, this kind of thing. But also, and because you mentioned the word insurance policy or the term insurance policy, the very fact, Captain, that you had people in positions of power that wanted to have an insurance policy if the candidate that they didn't like won the election should be so scary to every single American. Now, we know the far left, they're all going crazy, and they're sort of out on another planet somewhere, it seems mm-hmm. like. But people across the highways and byways, Republicans and Democrats across the highways and byways, should be very terrified if somebody's going to say, I'm going to grab this power and I'm going to bring down the president because I want to. This is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we speak to him several times during the week. Sometimes it's five nights and sometimes it's six. And this week, I'm not sure if it's going to be six yet, but it sure is five because this is number five right here.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. Enjoy.
Doing yeoman work there, Kyle. Oh. And, of course, the thing of it is when we talk about what's going on in Washington, you can't leave out the fact that Nancy Pelosi got pretty brazen yesterday with her comments. She said, we take great pride in serving with a record-breaking 10 LGBTQ members in the Congress. And then right after that, just when you think that couldn't get any more interesting, she goes, well, she'd personally welcome lowering the voting age to 16 because the kids are studying politics in school and government in school, and this would give them a hands-on usage into what's going on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I wish that she was, you know, kidding about that. This is just the latest thing because the Democrats, and I really think this is where this is at. The Democrats know that in order to be able to have a stranglehold on power almost in perpetuity, they have to bring in these cockamamie schemes like lowering the voting age to 16, this kind of thing,
allowing illegals to vote.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. exactly. Importing voters from other countries. You know, I read something earlier today. If people are they afraid of foreign intervention in our elections, but yet we want illegal aliens to vote? I mean, all this is crazy. It's all based, again, on trying to make sure that they win elections. They have no idea about wanting to govern. They just want to win.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to get into a little Beto talk. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Mosque massacre. Breaking news out of New Zealand, where there have been mass shootings at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. At least 27 people killed, and that number unfortunately expected to rise. The gunman, believed to be a 28-year-old Australian, opening fire in the packed mosque and live streaming the horror as more bodies found at a second mosque, the Prime Minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Now, witnesses report hearing 50 shots from a semi-automatic rifle at the Al Noor Mosque, where many people were inside for Friday prayers. Those able to get out telling reporters on scene, there is blood everywhere, and the gunman was firing at children. We learned the suspected gunman, posting an 87-page manifesto on social media before the killings, describing them as a terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, guess what? Geico does more than just insure your car, because they can also give you coverage on your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they even have homeowners and renters insurance, too. So all you got to do is check them out online. Geico, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, or you get to go to the Yellow Pages and look them up that way to find out more about them and see what they can do to save you money. Now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is what it say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Beto, of course, announced that he was going to be a president this week, a presidential candidate, and everybody's excited about that, and he's getting a bunch of money from this source and that source. Now, I've heard there are some, believe it or not, Republican businessmen in Texas that are giving him money right up front, right away, to get into the presidential race. What did you hear?
Well, I'm hearing some of the same things, and I think it's pretty astounding, because obviously what Beto O'Rourke is espousing is really part of the same sort of far left, sort of Green New Deal type stuff that we would expect. But obviously they're running some kind of gambit with that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because he said a lot about the Green New Deal, or the New Green Deal, or however you want to approach it or call it. And I don't know if I can get all of this together here. I'm just waiting for my computer to cooperate with me. But there is some audio here about him and about what he had to say. But his idea is that we've only got 12 years left on the planet. And he said that. He said exactly what AOC had to say.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Koozie Bear, by the way, Koozie Bear.
Yeah, well, it's almost as if there's a real script, you know, like talking points coming from some kind of central source on that kind of thing. I'm just wondering about that, but right, the whole thing, if we have 12 years, to go, and what O'Rourke was talking about, you know, he basically said even if you stopped all the carbon emissions, you still have these storms in Texas and all these kinds of things. And really what that is, it's another way of trying to terrify people that if we don't somehow elect a far left sort of government and take over huge portions, if not all portions, of the economy and focus it like World War II, which is another talking point, by the way. It's not something organically that Ocasio-Cortez came up with. It's another sort of centralized talking point, that if we don't do that, then all is lost and it will be a catastrophe and they'll make a big Hollywood movie kind of thing about that. But nothing could be further from the truth. It is merely a way to try to, once again, terrify people into believing that they have to vote for this, otherwise they're dooming the earth. Which is ridiculous.
Well, let's see if I can get about, let's see, here we go again. The computer decided to do funny things. I was going to try to get about 60 seconds out of Beto, but that's not going to happen. So we'll just have to let that go for a second. But he was talking about, and again, we've heard so much talk about this, that the world was going to come to an end in 12 years, and we had to get cracking on this so that we could have another chance at it, and we had a second chance. But then there's Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, who is talking about the American people, and he's said a lot of different things, and he's starting to make some sense. I mean, scary. This guy is actually starting to sound more like a conservative than a progressive left liberal socialist, which is actually what he is. But have you heard some of his comments lately?
Well, yeah, and, you know, basically his whole thing early on was that if the Democrats didn't nominate some kind of moderate candidate, in his view, then he would run, of course, as an independent, basically. And that's because even someone with the proclivities that he has politically, you know, he's saying that it's running amok and that it's literally out of control.
Well, let's see if we can get this. Let's see if I can get some of what he said to Neil Cavuto here, because it's really interesting. And he sounds more like a Republican. And I think he's going to run as an independent. So let's just see if we can get some of this.
The history on this is, as you know, not too encouraging. Michael Bloomberg had looked at an independent run, as you know, sir, some time back, that crunched the numbers, looked at the man, looked at the possibility of even picking up a good percentage of the vote, but you don't pick up the electoral votes. Ross Perot proved that in 1992, got 90% of the vote, not a single electoral vote. So a lot of Democrats are angry at you, saying that you're going to spoil a win for the Democrats. Even some of your fans who love your coffee at Starbucks are saying that they would protest and not go to Starbucks if you were to run. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Neil, that is a false narrative about the me taking and siphoning votes from the Democrat. And let's not go back to 1992 with Ross Perot, or even 2015 with Mayor Bloomberg. This is a different time. The country has never been this divided, certainly in my lifetime. The American people have never been this dissatisfied with the political leaders of the country and have lost trust in our government. And so we can't go back in history. We got to go forward.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, we can't go back in history. We got to go forward. But everything is against him. An independent candidate, if he's going to run as an independent candidate, the best run was done by Ross Perot in 1992 with 19% of the vote. And by the way, that's how come Bill Clinton won, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And even though he didn't get any Electoral College votes, he did get enough popular vote to where Clinton was able to win some of these states with less than 50% of the vote and get the electoral votes.
Well, exactly. And this is the variable in American politics that we don't see usually. There was another person, John Anderson, I remember back in the around 1980, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, and I think he got about 3% of the vote.
Right, exactly. So you see this emerge every once in a while. But in the era of Trump, someone like Howard Schultz, I think, is probably going to want it so badly that he'll probably go out and run. Now, all the Democrats, all the far-left Democrats in the Congress and so forth will absolutely go ballistic about this. So there'll be talk about division. There'll be a lot more division going on. And certainly in the media, that will be the thing to watch and get the popcorn and watch the media go ballistic.
Well, listen to this conversation, which is short. I'm going to play just about a minute over here, talking about Beto, and it was someone talking about him as a congressman on CNN.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, who is considering, or was considering, I should say, running for president, just decided not to, was just a guest of Allison Camerata, and under, I think, withering questioning from Al.
Oops. Well, anyway, what the conversation was, is he was a backbencher congressman who didn't do much. That was the conversation, or the comment I was trying to get out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, can you ask the person anywhere across the highways and byways, who was Beto O'Rourke and what did he do in Congress? And I think they'll just be crickets because he was not nationally known. He wasn't on the center stage in any way. And but yet he's somehow being given sort of this sort of messiah grand opening here, especially with, I think it was the cover of Vanity Fair, this kind of thing, because for one thing, he contrasts to Trump because he's not older, he's younger, this kind of thing. And so, that's one of the, going to be one of the selling points. But, you know, it's interesting, Captain, if we could backtrack just a second, you know, his whole thing with the 12 years and the world's going to end, you know, the United States going socialist and going with the Green New Deal wouldn't solve that problem because you have these huge other polluters in the world, namely, for example, China, for example. So why aren't the Democrats saying, elect us and we will force the big polluters of the world to stop what they're doing? Because, again, the answer isn't go socialist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought this was supposed to be World War II.
And Bernie Sanders is in big trouble right now. The RNC is going after him because they found a report, a written report that he wrote calling for nationalization of major U.S. industries back in the 1970s and putting them under the charge of the government.
Well, that's right. Well, isn't that the same thing that happened in different socialist countries, like, for example, Cuba?
Yep.
Someone shows up at your door and says, oh,
but Hugo Chavez.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Your factory now belongs to the government.
Mm-hmm. And so even Saddam Hussein did it in Iraq.
That's right. And this is what these authoritarian dictators do. You can call it socialism all the live long day, but it's the same thing as authoritarian dictatorship. In the United States of America, we have opportunity and freedom. The government is a necessary evil. We empower the government, not the other way around. And that's the message of conservatism.
Tell us how we can hear your show.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and I'll get back to you later today to let you know what's going on. But Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate you being on the program. Talk to you again. All right, Kyle Warren, and we'll be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which looks a whole lot better tonight than what it did last night. But there's still some areas where they're still cleaning things up and trying to get with the program, if you will, because it's a mess out there in the Northern Plains tonight. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, born on a bayou. That's how we get this Truckers Highway and Bible Report started out. Brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And by the way, big special going on this weekend at Moss Nissan, the two dealerships in Newport Richey and Crystal River. I will be in Crystal River next Saturday, the 23rd, from noon to 4, for the third anniversary special. Free food, and I'll have the $500 gift certificates with me and all that sort of stuff, and hope to see plenty of you there in the North Country. Come on down from Georgia. It's only about an hour and a half or two-hour drive at the very most. Now, this weekend, St. Paddy's Day, an instant cash offer of $3,500 above the Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. Whatever the Kelley Blue Book says your vehicle is worth, you will get $3,500 more for that vehicle to trade it and upgrade it on one of the Moss Nissan vehicles. So, truck on into Newport Richey, truck on into Crystal River, and tell them the captain sent you, because you get an extra $500 on top of that. Not too shabby from where I'm sitting, so good luck. Now, the powerful winter storm that hit the upper Midwest and the northern plains and left a lot of disabled vehicles and people in ditches and all that sort of stuff with the blizzard conditions that came roaring through is now pulling away up into eastern Canada and will be a thing of the past. Right now, the only snow to report is in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Everything else has gone out of the way except for the high winds and some rain now that's coming behind this snow as things have started to warm up a little bit, and that's going to really create a mess. But the associated strong cold front is going to slice through the east to produce scattered showers and thunderstorms, while also delivering some gusty winds across the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, major river flooding is going on, and it may persist into the weekend along parts of the Missouri and the Mississippi. Now, Al was showing me some pictures in Nebraska of some flooding there. Probably ice jams associated with that, amongst other things. And that's what you're going to have this time of the year when you get the ice and the high winds, and especially along the lakes and the rivers where it was pushed up, and it's blocked a lot of the flow to where suddenly the river is not where it was. It's where it's not supposed to be, like your backyard. But there is a large area of rain coming across the north right now. It's in eastern Washington State, east of Seattle. I-84 up the Hood River Valley and into Idaho and into Montana. All of Montana has rain predicted for today and tonight, and a lot of Idaho, too. And that's going to start moving east, which is going to further complicate the things where the big snow was left behind. Now, it is still snowing in parts of Colorado, but that snow will stop. It's just a general snow tonight. Up 25 in the Denver area towards Wyoming and in southwestern Colorado, where I think it snowed for the last 10 days straight, down in that area, the mountains, the southwest mountains of Colorado. Now, moving across to the east in Nebraska, we've got rain in eastern Nebraska tonight. We've got rain in the western half of Iowa tonight. The southeastern part of South Dakota tonight. We have some high winds in southern Minnesota and western Wisconsin. We've got rain across the northern part of Illinois and the southern part of Wisconsin. The northern part of Wisconsin, we've got a mixture of both rain and some light snow way, way, way up north. And then as you get towards the upper peninsula of Canada, of Michigan, the snow is pushing into Canada right now. Rain in the in the other part of Michigan, north of Detroit and up in that area. Rain in upstate New York tonight. Some high winds along the lake, the way the wind's blowing right now. But from about Watertown all the way over to the Vermont border and into Vermont, you do have rain tonight. You got areas of fog up and down the eastern coast tonight from the Carolinas all the way up through Jersey and Virginia. so be careful over there. Scattered showers along the Mississippi River, starting with Kentucky, coming on down to western Tennessee and eastern Arkansas and western Mississippi and northeastern Louisiana, the normal places. And then you're going to have some fog tonight, patchy areas of fog. Starting about Pensacola and going across to New Orleans, over across to Houston and Beaumont and down towards the Mexican border. You'll have some areas of patchy fog there, so be careful. And out west tonight, there's some high wind in Southern California, but right now it doesn't look like there's anything on the agenda for the weekend other than just some wind and some rain in some areas. So you're pretty much out of the mess. Pretty much out of the mess. Now, again, let me remind everybody that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. They've got four dealerships to serve you. They've got the Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey, where they're having a big St. Paddy's Day sale this weekend. They've also got the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership in Tampa, Florida, at Northdale Mabry, 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway. And then they've got the certified pre-owned store in Homosassa Springs, where you could buy just about anything from a motorhome to a motorcycle to an ATV to an RV, whatever they happen to have there that they take in trade. That's where it goes to be sold, along with the certified pre-owned Moss Care vehicles there, too. But right now, you don't have to be lucky to get a great deal. Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, Crystal River, come on down. An instant cash offer of $3,500 more than your Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. How about that? So, truck on in. Wheel the car, push the car, shove the car, drive the car, or truck, and truck on into Newport Richey or Crystal River to one of the Moss Nissan dealerships there and take advantage of that. Now, coming up, top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary's going to be on. She's got a lot of things that she's planning on saying tonight, I know. We'll see how that all works out with the time allotted. And we've heard from all the cast of characters that we normally hear from at night to start the show out with. And we're very happy that people choose to communicate with us at night. Now, I've already got my messages on Facebook are already stacked up about 25 or 30 deep. So I'm going to try during the top of the hour news break to sort it out and see what I got and at least say hello to some people and whatnot. And James, how you doing there, my man? James over in Clearwater just chimed in. Patrick is saying hello from South Florida. Eric, our trucker, again, is out on the highway tonight, so you be careful, my man. And LJ, how you doing? Major Mac, how you doing? And Diane and Kimberly and Peter are all chiming in from wherever it is they're located at. Okay, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is all about we the people here. And oh, by the way, a beautiful night where I'm at. I hope the weather's fine where you're at, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.